Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
You have a Charlotte police officer along with three members of the U.S. Marshals Service who were killed while serving a warrant. This taking place in East Charlotte, North Carolina. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning, U.S. Marshals Service. Often involved in the serving of these warrants. This happened about 1:30 in the afternoon yesterday. That is Eastern time. As they approached the home, the suspect started shooting, hitting multiple officers, including the four dead. There were a series of injuries. There's going to be more on that story coming out in the days ahead. Trump continues to be on trial in a trial that has nothing to do with anything. Hush money, totally legal. Contract, totally legal. The crime, there is none. You don't like that he did it, that he paid someone to be quiet. You don't like the fact that it was a porn star. You don't. Fine. Not going to argue with you. That's all okay. You don't have to vote for the man. But not a crime. Not a crime. And the idea that we're treating it as such, and these news outlets are still arguing it as such, is proof positive of how lost they are. Completely lost, because their desire is to damage and destroy as opposed to, you know, actually have a rule of law. And then, of course, as we are seeing on college campuses, the bigotry, the hate, the violence continues. Oh, don't let them tell you it's not violence. This is Columbia, where they were told you had to get off campus. Sorry, the encampment's done by 2 o'clock. Otherwise, there's going to be suspensions, and we're going to destroy the encampment. You have to sign that you won't do this again. We have rules here. And the students at Columbia said, nah, we're not interested in your rules. And they took over something called Hamilton Hall. And they have draped flags from Hamilton Hall that read, Intifada. Uprising. It's a call for a violent revolution. That's what's happening. So, again, if you send your kid to Columbia, well, best of luck to you. Now the question is, do these universities start canceling graduations? Do they start canceling graduations? That's the question. Do they give in to these mobs? By the way, the mob has gotten very original. I have now been twice referred to on X as Tony Fats. It's like elementary school all over again. I don't know if that's supposed to work, but I'm still here. I still get paid. So, you know, enjoy that while I now block you and move on with my life. These people, you understand that you're not dealing with a rational set, and you have to choose whether you want the rational society or not. We have to choose what it is we think we saw with Mayor Joe Hogsett. This isn't about Major League Soccer. This is about something much greater. That story coming up. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning.
Where it began,
I can't begin to know. So I spent some time thinking about that conversation with Ersal Özdemir, owner of the Indy 11, that we had yesterday, the conversation about MLS, Major League Soccer, in Indianapolis, what he has built with the Indy 11 for 10 years, and this statement from Joe Hogsett last week, we're going to bring Major League Soccer to Indianapolis. Well, isn't that exactly what the Indy 11 were trying to do? Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Great to be with you. Find everything at TonyKatz.com. The phone number, 317-239-9393. Feel free. Call in. Ask your questions. I was going over his conversation, this announcement from Hogsett, which blindsided everybody, including, as I know it, members of the Indianapolis City County Council, that we're going to apply for Major League Soccer, even though it was clear that the Indy 11 had worked to create these tax districts. Whether you agree or disagree with the tax district, that's a conversation in and of itself. And I think it's okay to not be okay with it. But it passed the General Assembly, and the tax district would allow for helping to finance the stadium, even though there's plenty of private investment in the stadium. He's going to build this stadium utilizing architects who build MLS stadiums, clearly to fulfill all the requirements and go forward and try and make this happen. It was, you know, the city was there for the groundbreaking, and he's trying to work with the city, and the Indy 11 trying to work with the city, and then Hogsett basically cuts off communication and then makes this announcement. There's a lot of rumor about what really caused this to happen. Here's the rumor that I know about. Rumor has it. Kind of goes like this. We host the NBA All-Star Game. Everybody shows up. A couple MLS guys are like, hey, this is a cool city. We should do something here. Somebody got the ear of somebody else, got the ear of Major League Soccer. There's a call to Mayor Hogsett. He says, I'll be right there. Flies to New York, comes back and says, okay, we're doing this. So clearly somebody said, we have a team, and this is what we want to do, and you need to do what we want you to do. And he said, absolutely, and how high should I jump, and whatever else. That's me saying it. That's what it looks like. That there was no conversation, that there was no consultation, none. There was Hogsett jumping. That is all. There was Hogsett jumping, and that is it. Why he would do it, I still don't understand. Why he would make this move, I don't know. But Ersal Özdemir, the owner of the Indy 11, was on the show yesterday. And a bunch of people commented, he did not punch. He didn't go after Joe Hogsett. And the answer is no, he didn't. And I think I was surprised that I didn't get a little more anger from Ersal Özdemir. Like, he wasn't discussing in that way. But we should be clear that Ersal Özdemir, the Indy 11, are trying to make a deal happen. And I, going back and listening to it, it seemed obvious to me that he made the decision, or his team, in discussion with his team, however you want to say it, we got to still try and create a deal. We have to try and get a deal done. So I'm not here to burn a bridge. I'm here to, I don't know, maybe just build the stadium. Maybe still have some level of ownership. We'll see. So that was my take, that he was wanting to at least still get something done. Right? He clearly put it out that way. But he is trying to, one could argue in a smart business way, keep something alive. Do I think he's personally angry? I think everybody at the 11 is personally disgusted. I absolutely believe that without having that insight. I don't have the specific knowledge. This is my take that they're all disgusted. Just like I have heard that the city county council, they don't understand what's happening here because nobody really consulted them. And you can argue that that's true because when Joe Hogsett made the announcement, we're going after Major League Soccer on our own. There was nobody there to back him up. This brings us to Joe Hogsett. I stated as clear as day that Joe Hogsett did not come up with this idea because Joe Hogsett does not have the brains and does not have the courage to do this deal. He doesn't. Joe Hogsett does not have the mind and does not have the courage. I absolutely, in every way, stand by that. I stand behind that. That is true. Joe Hogsett is not an intellectual. Joe Hogsett is not a guy who is capable. Joe Hogsett was told what to say and then said it. And it was great here. A couple members of his staff. I put Joe Hogsett's brains and courage ahead of Tony Katz's any day. Children over there at the Hogsett administration. For years, you have not allowed your guy to engage in an interview. Your children. You don't know how to run a city. Yeah, oh, you win re-election. But what does that matter? We see the results. You created a problem when one wasn't necessary. I think you could have gone to the Indy 11 and say, hey, we need to bring in this other group. We can make this happen. Be amenable to it. Could have done it in a way that would have been, I don't know, very Hoosier. Instead, you made it very nasty. But then again, you're the administration that believes in eminent domain. Hey, we're going to prevent you from selling a property so you can only sell it to us. There's a report in the IBJ, the Indianapolis Business Journal, that where they're planning this new tax district, where they want to build this stadium, there's a historic building, and the owner says that she won't sell. So now I wonder whether or not Joe Hogsett and his really nice, sweet team of people over there are going to try and steal this woman's property. That's the question. Are you going to try and steal somebody's land so you can go about your vision so somehow Joe Hogsett can have a legacy of bringing Major League Soccer to Indianapolis? Do you guys even understand what the legacy is now? Do you understand what the legacy is? There's no legacy for Joe Hogsett about bringing Major League Soccer. No, the legacy is that Joe Hogsett will throw you to the curb if somebody offers him $5 more. The legacy of Joe Hogsett is he'll sell out anybody in order to make himself look good. I made this point last week. I make it today. If you are somebody who has a deal with the city or working on a deal with the city, do you trust the city? Is Indianapolis a worthy partner after watching how Joe Hogsett treats people? Unilaterally, by the way, because it's clear that the Indianapolis City County Council, whom I have massive disagreements with, didn't do anything wrong. It is clear they got blindsided. It's clear. Trusting Joe Hogsett, the trust goes to zero. I fear the reverberations, the repercussions. That's what I fear. Who trusts this city and this leadership because of this Joe Hogsett? That's the issue.
How bad is it?
Don't sugarcoat it. Give it to me straight.
Want coffee?
I think I need some coffee.
Time to fill up on the news. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Great to be with you. The Dow futures are down 13. NASDAQ futures are down 24. Oil ticking up a little bit, but still under $90 a barrel. 88.61 on Brent crude. And the 10-year Treasury note doing a little bit of a spike right there. 4.664 figure, a give or take 300 basis point spread to the 30-year fixed mortgage, which according to Bankrate is at 7.31. It's 7.5 plus, people. That's where we are with mortgages. But Samsung is like, screw it all. Let's go crush. According to the reporting, Samsung Electronics operating profit is up 932.8% in the first quarter. That is a very impressive thing. And it all has to do with what? AI. As we have discussed, and Matt Will, economist, University of Indianapolis, discusses, it's all about AI. And that is what is moving this economy forward. Even though this economy is not moving forward, 1.6% GDP is not moving forward at all. Just isn't. That's a reality. But that number is just absolutely gigantic. It beat expectations. Revenue was $52 billion. I mean, that's just a cuckoo number there. Just cuckoo. And thanks to all the people who have let me know where they are, AT&T versus Verizon. I have Verizon, thinking about switching to AT&T for wireless. It's 50-50. Some people say the AT&T service is terrible. Some people say the AT&T service is great. And some people say AT&T is great, just not in Carmel, Indiana. Somehow in Carmel, it doesn't work well. I will continue to take the advice on X at Tony Katz or Tony at TonyKatz.com. Let me know what you think. I am thinking about making a switch. I pay a bunch. And it's like you, like all of us. Where are the moments? Where are the opportunities to reduce some monthly costs? These cigars won't pay for themselves, people. They just won't. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Your kitchen, your bathroom, you see, that's where you want to spend your dollars. That's what you want right there. You want to spend it on something that's going to increase the value not only of your home, but of your life. And that's what Bua Remodeling is here to do. Help you create the kitchen and bathroom that works for you. Maybe someone will think that this is a great story. A story that gives them hope for the future. Like, oh, look at that. I don't know. I just think that this is, I mean, it's not as bad as, you know, Christy Noem killing her dog. But this is crazy.
Your car's seatbelt. Safety miracle or decapitation nightmare?
What is the connection between rain and farming? The answer may surprise you.
Heroin, sex, machine guns, flamethrowers, murder. There's no story here. We've just found that ratings go up when we say those words.
It's time for the worst headline of the day.
Missing cat found 1,000 miles away in Amazon return. How do you not notice that you packed up your cat? This is a 6-year-old cat that was inadvertently packaged into an Amazon box that was meant for a return. It was some steel-toed work boots. And the cat gets into the box. And they seal up the box, and then they send it on its way to California, two states away from where they were. They were in Utah, by the way. And so the cat goes 1,000 miles. Amazon opens the box. There's a cat. Cat's still alive. 6 days without food or water. The couple flies to California to pick the cat up. Now, all I'm saying is, why aren't these people more OCD? If I pack a suitcase, I go back over that suitcase twice. If I pack my briefcase, I go over it twice. If I'm getting on a plane, four times. I check my pockets to make sure I still have my wallet, still have my phone, still have my cash, still have my keys. I don't know, 42 times a day. It's starting to think like maybe I'm the guy with the problem. But I certainly check the box that I'm sending back to Amazon to make sure it's only the stuff that's supposed to go. It's just a rational, natural course of things. This is what I do. You didn't notice your cat was in the box? That's crazed. Crazed. They're lucky. Lucky the cat's alive. Lucky they didn't get charged with some kind of crime. Which is what should happen to the students at Columbia University. I'm watching a video. They actually, these protesters, these violent, bigoted protesters, and I know, I don't worry about the people on, you should follow my social media feed. It's hilarious these days. Tony Katz, TONYKATZ. That's where you should follow it. And instead of hashtag okay boomer, it's hashtag okay socialist. It's nutty. I'm watching a video of a kid at Columbia University get surrounded by these terrorist sympathizers and supporters, and they physically push the kid off campus because he's Jewish. They physically assault, physically surround, physically move him. And that's okay by a great number of people. They're like, oh, this is free speech at its finest. Why are you opposed to free speech? You think that's what we're talking about? You understand that that's a lie. That the people screaming about free speech are lying through their teeth. That's not the discussion here. That's obviously and clearly not the discussion on Name the Campus. And soon to be not the campuses. This will come to every single street corner this weekend or next weekend. It just will. Because that's the way it's going to happen. These people want their summer of love. They want to have a reason to destroy. That's what they're doing. That's who they are. They aren't decent. They aren't good. And they deserve pushback. Just so we're clear. They deserve pushback. And I think they should get it. I absolutely do. This isn't about free speech. This is about society, though. This is about the society we choose to have. If they want to engage, let them engage. If they want to get violent and utilize force, okay. I accept the terms, and I think we all should.